interesting how coaches make decisions after they've been fired. Mullen gets unhired, says, no, I'm not going to finish it out. Not going to coach the Florida State game. I may be a distraction. He probably just doesn't want to mess with it. Start counting his money. Coach O gets fired, and he's going to stick around. They got him for one more game. Blake Ruffino with us down in Louisiana. Blake, one more game LSU fans have to endure with Coach O.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of us then. Oh, man. Yeah, only one more game, Bill. And look, on the Ed Orgeron deal with that, not only does he have 17 million reasons to do it, but, Bill, I think that they could have gotten him with cause and him not get anything if he didn't do it.
Right.
That firing with Mullen was a lot cleaner in retrospect than it was with Ed Orgeron, that's for sure.
What's the latest on the job search?
Bill, there's a lot of reporting that Billy Napier is a top candidate for LSU. In my opinion, I don't know if I believe that. I don't know. And, look, he might go to Florida, and I think if he does go to Florida, meaning Billy, I think he's going to do a really good job. I think the one thing that nobody is talking about is the AD here, Scott Woodward. Bill, he's worked his entire career, even being back in 2000 and a part of hiring Nick Saban. This is the ultimate legacy for him on a school that he went to, on a place that he's from, and a school that he loves. Bill, for me, I just can't see, nor do I hear, him turning this program over to Billy Napier or Dave Aranda. That's not to say that he won't. That's not to say that he might not have the options available to him not to have to do that. And there is some more Lincoln Riley buzz that's going around just because of other pieces falling. Bill, and a lot of people don't believe that, but I think that they're going to make him tell – he's going to have to tell LSU no, and maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. But they're going to continue to offer him until it's emphatically no, in my opinion.
Billy Napier. Now, mm-hmm. I know all the staffs he's been on, but as a head coach, and he has never had the opportunity to be a head coach at a place with the resources and the winning brand like LSU, Florida, et cetera. But mm-hmm. what is the translation from coaching Louisiana to LSU in Florida? What does he do if given the resources of Florida and LSU? What's his skill set?
Well, Bill, I think his skill set is he's a great organizer, and I think that he does things the right way. I don't know, Bill, how good of a recruiter he is, though, which has been a little bit – now, see, the only thing that he's done – and you can hate this or love this, is that he took a lot of the local kids in Louisiana and got them committed. So he didn't go around other places like other coaches at ULL did. He took a lot of the local guys and took a lot of that talent. But, Bill, he's just a good organizer. I do think that, you know, a lot of people talk about his offensive play calling. Bill, I think that that's shoddy, honestly. I don't. You know, there's a lot of things that Billy's done here over the last couple of years. It's really questionable, like extremely questionable. But a lot of people like him because he – I mean, look, you being at ULL, and I don't care if they know that I call him ULL, but ULL is a place that is not a high tradition of winning. And he did bring that program, Bill, out of the abyss. And he's made that program what it is. And you got to give him credit for that. But I still think that there's a lot of questions surrounding Billy. And look, I think that he's a good coach. I really do. And he's been around Dabo. He's been around Nick. But I want to see him succeed before I say that, you know, everybody's anointing him as the new prince. Well, that new prince has done some questionable things. And before he goes in there, he's going to have to prove to a lot of people that number one, that he can recruit at a high level. And number two, that he can, you know, Bill, he's doing some things that that Lane Kiffin's doing, you know, like the fourth down play calling against Alabama. He's doing that, and it being very questionable. The problem is that no one's talking about it. It's because he's at ULL, not at Ole Miss, not playing Nick Saban. So let's not get that twisted.
Blake Ruffino is with us. If you had to wager who Scott Woodward's top choice is, who would it be?
I think it's Lincoln Riley. I think that at this point, that's the top choice. Now, he could pull a rabbit out of the hat. Bill, in the coaching world, and I know this is going to be a little bit of a bombshell, but I mentioned it last night. This is something that we got from the coaching world. Now, take that for what it's worth. Bill, I don't know how much Mario Cristobal's name is not going to start floating out there in the next couple of days. I hear some things about him contacting some coaches and getting some feelers about coming back down south. Now, I don't know if that's Miami. I don't know if that's Florida. I don't know if that's LSU. But it's something on my radar that a lot of people have talked about. And having the connection with Nick Saban, I think that Scott would even entertain that. But if I had to bet all my money on it right now, I would say that Lincoln Riley's the top choice, and Lincoln's going to have to say no before they move on.
All right, now here's what gets me, and I don't know if you have the same reaction. I'll be sitting around just perusing sources, or I'll read an article about a coaching search like LSU, and Bill O'Brien's name pops up. What's? I mean, have you noticed that too?
Bill. And let me just say this. There's a lot of ways to leak things. And this ain't coming from Scott. How do I want to word this? Ed Orgeron and his staff has done a good job at helping Scott while trying to hurt him. I'll just say it like that. Bill O'Brien's not the next head coach at LSU. And Bill, if we get there, listen, in my show, we have about 400-600 comments a night. Bill, the other night when that leaked, they will request for Scott Woodward to be fired if Bill O'Brien's next head coach. It's not happening. But what I will tell you is that, you know, his name started then floating for Virginia Tech and then Florida. And Bill, Mark Stoops the same. So, wait, everybody was talking about, and Kentucky people were reporting that Mark Stoops had a third-party contact with Scott Woodward. Bill, you and I both know that's not how that works. If you're going to go after your coach, you're going to hear from the AD. An agent isn't a technical third party in this scenario because he's in that mix. That goes to tell me that Mark Stoops either wants more money or he wants out, because then his name started floating into Florida. Yeah, I was born at night, but not last night. So, Bill, this smoke screens of Bill O'Brien, the smoke screens of Mark Stoops and others is just not true.
Blake Ruffino checks in with us each and every Wednesday to talk LSU. What do you think the timetable is here to conclude this?
Yeah, I think it really depends on what happens Saturday. I know that they want to, Bill, they really do want to end this search as soon as possible, as early as next week. But I think it depends on what happens from, you know, if Lincoln's the guy, what happens Saturday, Bill? If they lose, you know, I think you're okay. But then if they win, then what? So I think it concludes with either one of two things. Either number one, Lincoln ultimately says no. But, Bill, I think what everybody continues to forget, he's going to have to say no to a lot of money. Bill, Mel Tucker getting 95, 10-year, $95 million. You got James Franklin with a 10-year contract, et cetera. Where does everyone think that this mark is being set from? It could be a help from USC. It's also a help from LSU. Okay, so he's going to have to turn down a lot. I don't know what he's going to do, and I'm not going to act like it. But Bill, you got a lot of great recruits in this recruiting class. Will Campbell, Jacoby Matthews, Walker Howard, Chaz Preston, Le'Veon Moss, Kendrick Law, Quincy Wiggins. I mean, you got a lot of recruits that you got to get in here and start changing this recruiting class. But because, Bill, this is the best recruiting class in Louisiana we've seen in a long time. And, Bill, you got kids like from Ponchatoula, Amarian Walker, who's committed to Notre Dame. But I promise you, and I'm not trying to trash 247 on this ranking or Rivals or whatever, there's no reason Amarion Walker shouldn't be committed to LSU. There's no reason that they shouldn't be going after that kid. Ask Logan Diggs. Ask Logan Diggs. So they need a coach that can come in here and evaluate this talent inside the state and get these kids back on track and get some recruits. And that's why I think that you got to do this as quickly as possible so that you can get this recruiting class back.
Blake, we'll let you out the door on Thanksgiving Eve. Question for you folks. I've been cooking turkey gumbo a long time, but I'm not a native Louisianan. What's the key? What maybe, since you live it and you live in it, what's a key ingredient or something that I should be doing that maybe I'm not with my turkey gumbo?
Bill, do you like, very quickly, do you like it a little hot, spicy, or no?
Yes.
Okay. Bill, everybody talks about the Holy Trinity. You might want to put a little garlic in there and let that sucker simmer. There's some different spices you can throw in there. But I'm going to tell you something that I do and nobody knows about it to give it a little bit of heat, but some good heat. I'll chop up some jalapenos. Okay, I'm not talking about from a can or anything like that. I'm talking about real jalapenos, and I'll put it in there and also let it simmer. And people don't know, and it gives it that really good heat in that gumbo. And then I might put some Tony's or something in there to give it that spice, that real good spice. But Bill, I like that natural heat that are like a good jalapeno. Nobody will know it's in it if you do it right. But Bill, I mean, we're doing it today. God bless Jesus. We're doing some fried catfish too, Bill. The Holy Trinity, good Lord. My mouth's getting wet.
And Tony's for everybody is Tony Satchery, even though it looks like it's Cheers, but it's Tony Satchery. By the way, Blake, depressing. I went to the cupboard yesterday. My Tony's was down very low. I got to go get some today. Not good.
I'll send you some, Bill. I promise you. I'll send you some.
Right. Have a good one, bud.
You too, Bill. Good time.
Yeah, me and Michelle, we were talking about the turkey gumbo yesterday. We were in the car. She's starting to come around a little bit. All right. Now, she likes it, too. She just doesn't want to talk about it until we get through Thanksgiving. Kevin Hagan is next. Yes, he's here today. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at an accident possibly with injuries. It just happened on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that's doing is aggravating that traffic now, trying to get out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Again, it's a mess here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway on the scene of this accident. Also working at Reg 65. It's going to be southbound at Dickerson Pike. That's just south of Briley Parkway. Everybody's staring at that wreck as they drive by. Prince's Hot Chicken is now available for catering this holiday season. Log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Napa know-how.
Right now, a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil is only $19.99. It's the hottest deal of the year for the coldest time of the year. So if you're in your car right now, there's no need to turn on the heat. I'm about to read this sizzler again. That's Napa full synthetic for a hot $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating locations, does not include taxes and fees. Advertised sale price not available in some states. Offer ends 12/31/21.
Hey, Nashville. The 2022 Vandy basketball schedules have arrived and are made available and free by the following sponsors. Alaco Hardwood Flooring, Ewing Bass Garage and Transmission, Master Battery, Joe Link Concrete Construction, Morton Plumbing, Nationwide Business Brokerage, Hargrove Body Shop, Eyewash, Clean Juice and Green Hills, and Rob Kelly Recovery Group. Please patronize these businesses. They're an asset to our community. This message is paid for and brought to you by Prestige Marketing, LLC.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Ted Lane's with us.
I hate to keep bringing up Love Boat questions, but I have so many.
Go.
So, did you actually know how to bartend before you got the part of Isaac on the Love Boat?
I didn't know anything. You can see that I'm sticking umbrellas into blended drinks.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Kevin Hagan with us usually on Fridays, but we're not here Friday. The show will be here, but I won't be live Thursday or Friday, so Kevin, nice enough to move it to today. Before we get to on the field, Kevin, give us a few words on Cecil Hurt.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Tremendous sadness in the Alabama community on the news of the passing of Cecil Hurt. We had heard for the last couple of weeks that Cecil was not doing well at UAB Hospital there in Birmingham, and yesterday we received the sad, sad news of his passing. Cecil was an icon for the Alabama athletic community. It was like Andy Griffith on the Andy Griffith Show. He didn't say his whole name. He just said Cecil. Everybody knew who you were talking about. And I know Alabama fans out there listening right now, I mean, ask yourself, how many times when you were talking with a friend about the Tide did you start with the sentence, did you see what Cecil said today, or did you read Cecil's column? 62 years old, Bill, far too young, 39 years with the Tuscaloosa News. I'll say this about Cecil. I mean, he was a tremendous writer, always spun his dry sense of humor into it. But I think where Cecil really what was so beloved by the Alabama fans is not when we were on top of the mountain, Bill, but he was a rock of stability when this program would always, jump the rails and wander off into the forest. I mean, I think about all the things, the Gene Jelks, the Dubose Debbie scandal, the whole Albert Means Fulmer fiasco, Dennis Franocchio up and going to Texas A&M, the 137 days of the Mike Price fiasco, the 38 days of the Nick Saban search. Cecil Hurt, Bill, was always a rock of stability for Alabama fans amidst turmoil. You may not like what he said, but you knew what he said was the truth. And I think that's where he became so ingrained with the Alabama family, is in those deepest times, Cecil was the voice of reason for us. So we didn't just lose a friend, Bill. I think I speak for Alabama fans everywhere. We all feel like we lost a family member. Very, very sad, but I'm thankful, and we should all feel blessed that for 39 years, it was the University of Alabama in our athletic program that we were blessed to have Cecil Hurt.
I was speculating on this earlier, Kevin. Cecil got in the business about the time Bear was retiring, right?
He did. He started. It's ironic. He actually started with the Tuscaloosa News as a sports writer in September of 1982, the beginning of Coach Bryant's last season.
Wow. I'm not old enough to say I never even interviewed Bear Bryant. I was at a game where he coached, but I never got to talk to him or interview him or never was around him. So Cecil's first year was covering one of the all-time icons you could possibly be around. Wow.
Absolutely. I mean, his career spanned from the last year of Coach Bryant to the arrival of Coach Saban, on January the 4th of 2007. He was born in Tuscaloosa, grew up in Huntsville, Butler High School grad, Alabama grad. He first really got ingrained in the program while he was a student at Alabama. He worked in the sports information office there for Sam Bailey. And there was a lot of times, Bill, Cecil was the true insider, and you knew that. And there were times you could tell in his article that he was a de facto way for the university to, quote, release information. He kind of lets you know when coaching changes were about to happen. He was the ultimate insider, Bill. There will never be another Cecil Hurt.
One other note. In today's climate, and it's been this way for a while, the columnist usually has a contentious relationship. It's kind of hot and cold, but contentious with the front office of a certain school, whatever city you're in, right? It's now, many, many years ago, it wasn't that way, but that's the way it is today. Cecil seemed to, and even though I thought he was very objective, some people maybe that don't like Alabama don't feel that way, but I always thought he was very fair. Kevin, it seemed to me like he always had the respect and approval of the folks at Alabama, whichever administration was in charge.
He did. I mean, he was a true journalist, which is something that, unfortunately, I think we have very few of today. He was a gentleman. What I respect the most, arguably the most about Cecil, was the fact that when it became time for him to criticize individuals or poor decisions that the athletic administration has made, he was always able to do so, Bill, without personally attacking or tearing down that individual, which unfortunately in our society today is all too common. When you stop back and you think about it, you know, when he first came into the business in 1982, we didn't have social media, we didn't have the internet. I mean, your source of news was that daily column. But even with the advent of all of those additions, Bill, you could not be an Alabama fan. Reading Cecil Hurt's column, Bill, was as much a part of your day as getting out of bed and brushing your teeth. It just was a de facto thing as an Alabama fan you did every day you turned to Cecil Hurt.
Kevin Hagan with us. Iron Bowl coming up, and what's the thinking coming off the most recent game for Alabama, the Arkansas matchup?
Yeah, Alabama heads to the Plains on Saturday, where they have a two-game losing streak right now. Saban's 3-4 in games at Auburn, never beaten the Tigers when they've been ranked. Fortunately, they're not ranked right now. Kind of been a disappointing season for Auburn, 6-5, 3-4 in the conference. You know, they're coming off those three losses, but this is their Super Bowl, Bill. A win over Alabama would ease all the pain for Brian Harrison, and I expect I will get their best effort as always, Bill. It will not surprise me if we don't see T.J. Finley come out and channel his inner Zach Calzada, play the game of his life. I think the key for the game for Alabama and Auburn is who rushes for 100 yards. Is it Brian Robinson or Tank Bigsley? I think if Alabama can slow down or even, you know, as much as possible stop the Auburn running game and make T.J. Finley beat them with his arm, it will be to Alabama's best advantage. You know, the big question is, though, I mean, Brian Harrison, what bag of tricks is he going to pull out? And, as an Alabama fan, we in the last three games, we've seen a fake punt versus LSU and a fake field goal against Arkansas become a touchdown. You know, granted, DeMarco Helms was picked by the referee. So, who knows what bag of tricks Brian Harrison's going to pull out, Bill. It's to Alabama's advantage, though, to come out, jump on Auburn real early and get that crowd out of the game before halftime. If Auburn's hanging around in the third and the fourth quarter, Bill, it could be scary.
The defense in the Arkansas game, are we well past the point of anything getting fixed, whatever the problems are?
We're at the point where we have Will Anderson, we have Fedarian Mathis, we have Dallas Turner, the true freshman, who I've absolutely fallen in love with. At times, Henry Ta'ota, but the rest of them is you just kind of scratch your head, Bill. This is where we're at. It's what it is. Kind of, I hate this phrase, but Bill, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, you're not fixing anything in November, are you?
You're not fixing anything in November. I mean, if you take Will Anderson, I'll argue with anybody who's the best defender in the country. You take him, Fedarian Mathis, off of that defense, Bill, I don't even want to think what it would look like. I'm frustrated. You know, another performance from Josh Jobe. I don't understand, Bill, why he's still being run out there. I know it's because he's a senior, but it's so frustrating watching his play on the field. I mean, we're at the position where, you know, you just count on Bryce Young. Bryce Young with the record day, first Alabama quarterback to ever pass for over 500 yards in a game. Bill, you know, I've told you many, many times, I'm a defensive guy. I don't like the idea of, you know, we're going to have to outscore you, because at some point that, you know, and next week, Bill, I'm going to outscore you is not going to be a really good game plan.
Alabama-Auburn game coming up, and then the Alabama-Georgia game coming up. Could Alabama in the Georgia matchup play up to Georgia and win?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's going to be tremendous motivation in that game. And I think if Alabama wants to make the playoffs, they have to win the Georgia game. I've heard all the scenarios. What if we lose by one or two points? I just because of the Alabama fatigue, I think the only path to the playoffs is a win over Georgia. It's a rivalry game. A lot of the players, you know, looked at each other's schools before making their selection. Absolutely could Alabama play. But look, I'll say this. I hope Georgia is the favorite. I hope everybody spends next week telling Georgia how great they are. And it would kind of be nice for the one time that the pressure's kind of going to be on Kirby, because of the expectation to close it out and finally beat Nick Saban. But that is a phenomenal Georgia defense. And it's going to be – Alabama is going to have to, Bill, play their best game on both sides of the ball all season to beat Georgia.
Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, ask Kevin about the Michigan-Ohio State game.
You couldn't pay me to watch that.
Well, he asked. I mean, he wanted.
I'll just be honest. I mean, is there a way they can both lose, Bill?
I don't know if they figured that one out yet. How to do that?
I mean, come on. I mean, you know, it, as long as Jim Harbaugh is the coach at Michigan, I don't even know why they're playing that game.
That is in the Big House on Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Time, noon. Kickoff Eastern time. Oh, Kevin, and since we got a couple of minutes here, commitments is probably off. Well, it is off as far as our previous plans for December the 15th, but we are considering other options, and February is one of those. What's your opinion of that?
Yeah, I mean, commitments is near and dear to my heart because I mean, I hope it's not inappropriate to say this. I kind of feel like, in a way, kind of the de facto father of commitments. You know, when I contacted Todd Rodermill with this crazy idea for us all to get together. I understand about the situation with the Omni Hotel. Personally, Bill, I'm going to miss not seeing everybody. My vote would be to punt till December 13th and 14th in 2022. Do it at the Omni. Do it the right way. But, hey, you know, I was talking to Georgia Dog yesterday, you know, and I pitched the idea to him. Maybe we all get together sometime in the spring down on the Emerald Coast and then do commitments again next December at the Omni. And that would be kind of like a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, a lot of options out there, and I'm hearing a lot of different opinions from everybody, and that's good. But I want to hear that.
Yeah. I want to make this very clear. I cannot thank Todd Rodermill enough for all he does for WNSR, for this program. I know it was a tough decision for Todd Rodermill. He is our best friend, so no anger, no, you know, I'm disappointed, but look, I can't tell you how much I think of Todd Rodermill, and he is, I think you'll agree, Bill, this show has no better friend than Todd Rodermill.
Kevin, happy Thanksgiving to you. You've got your turkey gumbo recipe sheet, right?
Oh, my gosh, Blake Ruffino, dude. Jalapenos, I think jalapenos belong in everything. He was making me hungry there, Bill. That sounds absolutely phenomenal. I'm thinking about flying down there and eating at his house tomorrow. But I just want to wish everybody on this show a happy Thanksgiving. I'm so blessed by all the many friendships that this show has allowed me to make across fan bases all over the country. And I just hope everybody has a great time with your family tomorrow and a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
Kevin, we'll see you next week, sir.
Hey, Bill, go Summit, beat Hendersonville, and as always, roll Tide.
There you go. Kevin Hagan joins us every Friday. Bill, this is Wednesday. I understand. We had to move him to today. Kevin Hagan joins us every week. Maybe that would be more appropriate. Coming up, a lot of clearance until we get to Chris Landry. Chris Landry will join us this morning at 8:20 Central Time, 9:20 Eastern. LandryFootball.com. Typically, he is with us on Thursdays. And if you have any questions for him, just hold them until we get to that 20 mark next hour. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank hotline that you can dial anytime. Really, you don't dial anymore. I say dial. You press the button. But dial has become kind of synonymous. I had somebody hit me up. I get this about once a week. Bill, what's that you say at the end of each show? Sounds like you're saying Lodge Podge or something. Losh Pa. Yeah, just for everybody, that is Losh Pa. That is French Cajun from the sentence Losh Pa La Patate, which means don't drop the potato. Now, it really has morphed into have a good day, take it easy, have a good one, however you want to phrase it. That's what it means. It's just a send-off that's, you're saying something nice to everybody. Losh Pa. L-A-C-H-E and then P-A-S. Losh Pa is what I say. That started, I don't remember exactly when, but somewhere back in my satellite radio days, the Sirius XM days, somewhere in there, I'd say Losh Pa on this show. It's probably 10 years old. Somewhere in there, probably about 10 years old. All right, let's do this. Let's get the break. Coming right back, Wednesday edition. We will not be live Thursday, Friday. Those will be best of shows. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue, and welcome to the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. OVC champion UT Martin makes its second ever playoff appearance and first since 2006 on Saturday when the Skyhawks travel to Missouri Valley Football Conference runner-up Missouri State. The game kicks off at 3 p.m. Central and will be telecast on ESPN+. The winner of the game advances to play number 8 national seed Montana State. The following weekend, UT Martin and Missouri State are playing for the 7th time overall and first time since 2009, and the Bears have won each of the previous meetings. The Skyhawks set a program single-season rushing touchdowns record with 30, surpassing the previous mark of 28 in 2007. Second-year running back Zach Wallace leads the team with 14, while quarterback Keon Howard has added 10. UT Martin ranks 6th nationally in sacks allowed, 8th in rushing offense, and 11th in passes intercepted. UT Martin's Howard was named OVC Offensive Player of the Year, while Austin Peay safety Kobe Perry was Defensive Player of the Year. Freshman of the Year was Murray State quarterback DJ Williams, while UT Martin's Jason Simpson was named Coach of the Year for a second time and first since 2006. The All-OVC teams can be found at ovcsports.com. In the final week of the season, Austin Peay wide receiver Dre McCray was Offensive and Newcomer of the Week, while Austin Peay defensive back Shamari Simmons was Defensive Player of the Week, and Murray State kicker Aaron Baum was Top Specialist. Follow the league on your favorite social media platforms at OVC Sports. You won't believe it until you OVC it. This has been the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight, presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first and choose Delta Dental. I'm Greg Pogue, wishing everybody a great weekend of OVC football.
Get the ultimate mouth guard with affordable coverage from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Offering a large network of dentists and a variety of plans, you'll get better coverage than a defensive secondary. Learn more at DeltaDentalTN.com.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
We can see your smile, and we think you should be able to see it too. With Delta Dental of Tennessee and Delta Vision, we can improve your overall well-being by keeping your teeth and eyes healthy. Visit DeltaDentalTN.com to find an affordable plan.
Closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Julia points out a football scoop tweet. Liberty locks up Hugh Freeze with a long-term extension. Does that mean Hugh is not being considered for any of these jobs, Virginia Tech, etc.? Maybe it does. Is he still radioactive? I don't think he's as radioactive as he was. Matter of fact, I know he's not. But it doesn't sound like Hugh is in the running for any of those gigs. Chris down in Alabama, great show today. Fantastic segment, Bill, with Kevin. Always look forward to hearing from you. Bill, the first time I remember you sing Losh Pa was the summer of 09. Hope you guys and your families have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Yeah, appreciate that. So about 10 plus years. I don't remember the first year. I don't remember. I know where it came from. I would always watch the Cajun Gardener on YouTube. I don't know about always, but I was a fan of his. I don't think he's around anymore. I don't think he posts any videos anymore. I used to love watching it. And he would use that term. So that's where I stole it. That's where I got it. And I don't remember how and why. Most of the things that happen on this show happen not being a big plan. Usually it's something that just happens randomly, organically, what have you, and then it's like, wow, okay. But I don't remember the first time, but I do remember about the time. And he said he heard it summer of 09, so maybe a little over 10 years. We'll get some calls here. Down to Mr. White Castle stuffing himself, Wolverine Dan. Welcome in the Rocket City.
Well, good morning. Kevin's a little harsh on the Big Ten, especially the Michigan Wolverines and Ohio State.
Couldn't even get him to talk about watching the game, much less picking the game.
Well, Kevin, if you're listening, just enjoy your days right now and hope that your coach stays healthy. Because after he goes, guess what? You're back to the Shula, Frangione. Guess what, my friend? Your days are numbered because he's not going to coach forever.
Mike Price, $10 million lap dances. That's what we're reverting back to.
Yes, sir. Yeah, actually, the price went up another $20
million. Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Inflation, my friend. Well, I'm excited about this, and I've never done this, and you keep talking about it, the turkey gumbo. And I mean, when I make a roux, it's the butter and flour, and you get it to a consistency. The longer you cook it, the roux, the darker it gets, of course. So you got to be
careful.
That's
what you want. You want to get that dark copper color is what you want. That's what you got to get to. That takes a little patience, and as you know, you cannot walk off. Once you start the roux, you're stuck with it. You're married to it.
I got you. Okay. All right. That's
More advice from me. I'll leave you with this on the cooking. Do not throw White Castle in your roux or your your gumbo.
I'm not going to do it. No, but I will add a little tomato sauce and I believe some petite diced tomatoes, a little bit of veggies in it. I think I might do that, but that's okay. But yes, I'll do the roux like you said, and I'm excited about doing this.
You got to have the Trinity. The Trinity is the celery, the bell peppers, and the onions. You
got
to have the Trinity in there. Yeah.
I got that. Okay. Well, all right. Well, that's why I call it, because I'm excited. You got me going my first turkey gumbo ever made. So
yeah, let me know how it goes. Let me know how it goes.
Well, I will. And I just got done making your rub, and I thought December, but now we're moving it to February. I understand that. See, Omni's a busy place. And, you know, Todd's doing the best he can. And then so are you. So, I mean, you know, whenever you do it, it's going to be a success. And I can wait a little bit longer because it's worth it. I mean, guys, if you ever want to see a lot of good people that enjoy sports and good food, hey, good camaraderie. There you go. Anyway, all right, my friend. Have a great Thanksgiving, and I'm doing your gumbo. I'll let you know how it turns out.
Bye, man.
See you, brother.
Appreciate it. And you want to go, I think you can get it on the shelf at Kroger. Now, again, y'all have your own grocery stores wherever you're located. But go and get Tony Satcheries. It looks like it's spelled Chachiers, Tony Chachiers, but it's Cajun spice, and it is wonderful. That's what you want. Tony, it's pronounced Satcheries, but it's pronounced Chachiers. Patton, do me a favor. Or I'll tell you what. You're probably not familiar with Tony Satcheries, are you, Patton? What I'll do is I'm going to pull up a commercial that they run. And they've actually run some commercials on shows I've been part of, too. But Tony Satcheries, I'll pull up a commercial and send it to you, and you can play it. You can play it just as a little tease here on the show. You want to get that, though, for your gumbo. And, again, season it, spice it up to taste. You all have different levels of where you want that to be. Maybe mild, maybe not so mild. But we like to spice it up. I have not done the jalapeno pepper thing. I don't know how Michelle, she likes jalapeno. We always have jalapeno peppers in the fridge, but I don't know how she will react to chucking that into the vat of turkey gumbo. We make about a 5-gallon tub of it. I mean, it's massive. And then after we eat it, you know, for a day or two, then we store it, put it in the freezer. And just buy those little plastic containers where you can get a one little meal in there. And we'll stuff about 20, 25 of those in there. And a few weeks ago, by now, I pulled one out and heat it up in the microwave. And I'm telling you, it tastes like you cooked it that day. It's that good. You want a lot of andouille sausage. I want a bite of andouille sausage in every bite. All right, coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good
morning. Trying to clean up this wreck here. It's making a mess. 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. It's delaying a lot of folks trying to get in from Rutherford County right now because of this crash. Hopefully, I'll have it all back open sooner than later, but it's a mess through here right now on 24 westbound. Coming out of Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area. Still working two separate wrecks in the Jolton area on White's Creek Pike. It's been up there for quite some time, and they did have some injuries. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we are in the thick of the offseason, but so much news is coming our way that we have to keep going, right? On-track testing last week at Charlotte. We've got some qualifying news, all kinds of stuff. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, even in the offseason, right here.
Hi, this is Ross Chastain, and you're listening to The Final Lap.
Every single weekday, right here.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Chris Landry coming up about 20 minutes in now. He was gracious enough to find us a slot because no live show on Thanksgiving. That's just how we rock. For some reason, we don't do a show that day. Would anybody be around if we did the show on Thanksgiving? Probably not. I mean, I would do it. I'm crazy enough to do it. Let's get some calls here. Wayman down in lovely Georgia, the Peach State, the red clay dirt of Georgia. It's all a beautiful thing. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, Bill. 27 degrees here this morning.
Ooh, ouch.
I just wanted to call in since it's Thanksgiving and say I'm very fortunate and thankful of what I went through back in August and September, part of October. I'm fortunate to have a lot of friends and family on this show. They really prayed for me and backing me up and encouraged me because I was there for a week or so. I didn't know if I was going to make it myself. So I just want to call in and say I'm very fortunate and thankful to have your show, and you and Michelle as good friends, and all these other people that I have met that I consider my family now.
That's a lesson for anybody that thinks the power of prayer does not work. There's lesson number one for you. And I'm convinced it did. By the way, I'm going to throw a stat out here to everybody. It's true. I was talking to Michelle about this the other day. Wayman is on the phone more with Michelle than I am. We hardly ever are on the phone. And if it is, it's something like, hey, did you get the bread? Did you get the milk? Okay, bye. Wayman and Michelle will talk for what? You guys talk 30 minutes at a time at least.
Oh, yeah. Just simple stuff.
Seriously, I'll come in the room and not know she's on the phone. I'll say something, and she'll go, shh, I'm talking to Wayman. She'll, like, kick me out of the room. That happens.
Yeah. Well, she's just a good friend, and she's just checking on me.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
We talk about products a lot, too, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I do. So Wayman, and you've told me. I've done my research. You say I'm not a big turkey guy. You're going to get some ham, right?
Yes, sir. Got to have that pork.
I hear you, man.
I have some collard greens and some sweet potato souffle and some cornbread dressing.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that sounds like a good meal, too. Wayman, happy Thanksgiving to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Everybody else out there, have Thanksgiving too.
Appreciate the call. We go to R.D. in Kolioka, Tennessee. You know, until about 5 years ago, I'd never even heard of Kolioka. It's right outside of the mule capital of the world, which is Columbia. Welcome in, sir.
Bill, until my wife first brought me down here from Nashville, I had never heard of a Kolioka myself. But I guarantee you absolutely love living here. Listen, I want to quickly wish all my fellow Bill King Show listeners a happy Thanksgiving. I want to especially wish you and your loved ones a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a wonderful family gathering tomorrow, as I anticipate with mine. One more thing. I hope the next time we speak next week, that the Summit Spartans en route to their third consecutive state championship game appearance. And lastly, for the best part of valor, I even want to wish Jeff and the Burro a happy Thanksgiving. God bless you, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Basically, he just said, I'll tell you how far I'm willing to go with my season's greetings. I even wish Jeff and the Burro a happy Thanksgiving. See, you have to, if you're going to wish him a happy Thanksgiving, Jeff of the Borough, you have to qualify it by saying, look, this might not sound normal. I might not typically do this, but I'm even going to wish Jeff in the Borough a happy Thanksgiving. Josh in London, Ohio, welcome in. Is Josh there?
Can you hear me, Bill?
I got you, Josh. Welcome in.
Outstanding. Yeah, I'm not in London today. I'm in Concord, North Carolina, down here by Lake Norman Buckeye. So that, down in his area.
That's where Jay Graham's from. And if you'll remember, Jay Graham's the one that in the Tennessee-Ohio State Bowl game, Peyton Manning, what, 97-ish? 96-ish. That was one of the really good John Cooper teams that typically underachieved. And Jay Graham's the running back in that game that had the huge long touchdown run right before half against the Buckeyes. Concord, North Carolina there, Josh.
Why is it everybody named John Cooper always underachieves, whether it's a head coach or a mayor?
That's a good point. Very good point. We have to live with that mayor here, yes.
But I don't know if you saw it, Bill, and Skunk Bear Dan reminded me of this. Their fans of their local radio, Detroit, on the Valenti Show, are calling in saying Ohio State looks like the Roman Empire, and we're coming to burn down their village. And I concur with that 100%.
So Soap Collar called in and said that?
Yes.
You know what? If I have that audio clip, if it's good, we may use that like the LSU chainsaw for a you-know-what. If I had that clip.
I will try to find that. I know where to go to look, and I'll try to dig that up for you, Bill. Hey, I hear the music, and I'm not gripped, so we'll see you. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, man. Other side, we have a few minutes, and then Chris Landry. Chris Landry about 8:20 Central Time this morning. Omni Nashville Hotel.